have your say. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
You know, it was terrific just talking earlier on about the Tully reopening to whitewater rafting, and what an attraction it is. One of the really aspirational things, I suppose, that a lot of people want to do. Here's another one too, and I'm so pleased to read this. This is a big deal. This is Undara Lava Tubes, and I suppose there'll be loads and loads of people listening to this who've never been to the Undara Lava Tubes, may not even know what I'm talking about. But let me read this. Mark Murray's written this in the Cairns Post today. The owner of one of Australia's most authentic outback tours is predicting a boom year for domestic travel and has celebrated its reopening with a multi-million dollar accommodation upgrade. The Undara Experience unlocked its gates at Mount Surprise yesterday with the chairman, Bram Collins, announcing more than $3.2 million has been pumped into building new homestead-style accommodation at the campground. The refurbishment, including Wi-Fi and telecommunications upgrades, is the largest in the resort's history. He said, we're like a dog with two tails. We don't know which one to wag. But anyway, look, the point of the matter is it's had a big following. People go out there and say, I can't believe this. It's something that's happened millions of years ago, and it's, you can go down into the lava tubes and just stand there imagining all the lava pouring out across the plains and then the whole thing solidifying and leaving fundamentally a tunnel, an underground tunnel. It's an incredible thing. Anyway, I'm going to talk with Bram. He's on the line, the owner of Undara Experience. Hello, Bram.
G'day, John. How are you, mate? Great to hear you again.
This is a big splash, $3.2 million.
Yeah, we had to turn the piggy bank inside out for that, John, I tell you.
Look, let's just talk. Well, can you just explain, because there'll be people listening that don't know about Undara and how it was formed millions of years ago. Just a brief version.
Yeah, sure. No worries, John. Look, you did a really good job in your intro there. It was exactly as you said. A volcano erupted and the lava flowed down the away from the top of the Great Dividing Range heading to the west. There used to be a valley in this country way before the volcanics, and the lava filled the valley right up. And where the ancient riverbeds and gorges were, the lava continued to run in those ancient river systems. The outside of the lava hardened and formed an insulated tunnel. Mm-hmm. And because of the fall in the land, the lava just gravity fed away until the volcano stopped erupting and it drained out, left these amazing holes under the surface. And the Undara lava tubes are 190,000 years old, and they're the oldest standing lava tubes on planet Earth today.
Do you get specialists in this sort of field coming out and standing there in wonderment, saying this is the best example of this sort of thing anywhere in the world?
Oh, look, we've had every specialist you can imagine, including the incredible Sir David Attenborough, who was here in the early 90s, and I'd only been a guide for about 18 months, and my dad said, oh, go on, you can be the tour guide. And I thought that this was going to be a death by a thousand cuts. But it it turned out that he was the most incredibly humble man, and he was so giving of his knowledge. And the one thing that he really, really enjoyed was our family history and our connection to this land, because next year will be 160 years since the family settled out here. It was 1862.
Well, 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 that is big news. Now, let's go to, well, for the upgrade. I mean, this is a huge upgrade. Last time I was out there, the big experience for a whole lot of people was getting to sleep in a railway carriage, and that was a lot of fun, and you'd had other alternatives as well, but nothing like this. Tell me about how different the experience is going to be for people that want to stay over.
Yeah, well, look, what's motivated this is the growth over the last 5 to 10 years in group tourism, bus tour groups, and you know, we had the railway carriage rooms, and there was so much interest in staying with us to visit the lava tubes that we were turning groups away, and we just didn't have the capacity, and in fact the region didn't have the capacity to handle the demand. And so we thought, if the opportunity ever presented itself, we'd like to get another 38 beds, which is about another busload, And when COVID hit, and the Queensland government, to their credit, came up with some COVID recovery funding, and we thought that this might be the opportunity we need to construct these new accommodation units. So we applied under a fund called Growing Tourism Infrastructure Fund, and were very successful. And we've constructed 18 new air-conditioned en-suited rooms. They're in six different blocks, so there's three rooms to a block, and each block is dedicated to an antique or historic homestead here in the Etheridge, well, not just the Etheridge region, but out here in our immediate region. And these six homesteads all have a connection to our family. So, for example, Spring Creek Homestead is where our family settled the 13th of August, 1862, and we're still there. We've been grazing cattle there for up to our sixth generation now. Rosella Plains, which is the country that is now the Undara Volcanic National Park, and I grew up here, and the lava tubes were on our property when I was a kid. The Oak Park Homestead, which is, you know, famous for the Oak Park races. Our family was one of the founding families in the 1904 when they started the Oak Park races. Gunnawarra Homestead, my grandmother was an Atkinson and grew up at Gunnawarra, my dad's mum. And then, of course, Carpentaria Downs, which is a neighbour to Spring Creek. We've actually got one of my grandfather's brothers buried there. He was killed in a mustering accident on Spring Creek. And then, of course, Mount Surprise Station is the final one. Mount Surprise was settled in 1864 by the Firth family. And the first Collins boy that settled up here married Ezra Firth's daughter. So she was, in fact, my great-great-grandmother. So that's the six homesteads.
Well, well, well. Bram, why are you so optimistic about the future of tourism? The last 12 months has been just a trip to hell and back. But talk to me about what you see happening over the next 6 months, 12 months, 2 years.
Well, John, I think I'm a pretty positive person, and I think we have been through one of the most negative periods in tourism in North Queensland since the pilot strike.
We
absolutely find the information that Tourism Events Queensland and Tourism Tropical North Queensland put out. We watch all of that. We look at the interest that we have from our customer. We talk a lot to our customers, and one of the things that I can't get over is the advanced sales of caravans, camper trailers, and four-wheel drives. If you want to buy a caravan now, there's a 6 to 8 month wait on delivery. And those industries are absolutely booming. And while the international borders are closed and people can't leave Australia, they're investing big time in buying four-wheel drives, and they all want to get out and see the country. So all of those things predict, in my mind, that we're up for probably the busiest couple of years we've ever seen in domestic drive tourism.
Did you have a bit of a celebration out there yesterday?
Well, look, I got to be honest. If you were here, I'm sitting in a railway carriage as far away from everyone as I can, because we've still got graders operating.
Oh, really?
We've got backhoes. We're still working like crazy, just putting the finishing touches.
Yeah.
But look, I tell you when we will be celebrating, John, is this Anzac Day, when we host the Outback Rock and Blues. Is one of the busiest weekends of our year, and we'll be hosting the biggest crowd we've ever had here at Undara for Rock and Blues, and that's going to be a hell of a party, and that's when we'll truly be back in the swing of things, I reckon.
Can people come out with a tent and camp?
Well, they can't now because we're fully booked out.
Oh, okay.
It's actually been booked out for 12 months.
Really?
But I tell you what we do have is we're running the second festival in October.
Yep.
And it's going to be called the Undara Outback Rockabilly Rods and Rides Festival. So we've got a weekend of rockabilly music. We're encouraging people who have classic cars. Remember, it's a bitumen road right to our front door here, right to reception. You can bring your classic car out. We're even going to take it into Mount Surprise, which is the nearest town, 50 k's to the west. We're going to set it up in town there one day, and we'll have rockabilly music, rock and roll dancing, and it's that first weekend in October.
This has been very comprehensive, I've got to say, Bram, but I've got to shoot through, but it's been lovely to catch up again.
Always great to talk to you, John. Thanks for your support. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's a wonderful experience. Undara Lava Tubes, he's the owner of Undara Experience, Bram Collins.